just to refresh your memory, some of the things that happened to some of the characters.
Ward turned into a vegetable.
Oh, absolutely. Something happened to Ward. We never did find out what it was, but he came home with a big dent in his head one day, started swinging the fireplace poker around, scaring the hell out of the other members of the family. It looked like he was going to kill him or something.
And it was around Halloween time, too. Beav went out and got a hold of some kind of weird candy. Let's see, Wally and Eddie tried to pass out some weird candy.
Yeah, he broke some glass and put it in candy, but Wally stopped him in time and kept him from doing any of that nonsense.
And because
Wally,
of course,
got an Oedipus complex, too.
Wally has been chasing June around the house from time to time, trying to,
Oedipus. Read up on it. It's in your Funk and Wagnalls or somewhere. Also, the Cleavers are definitely out of money here. They've used up all the savings bonds because Wally gave them out as Halloween treats.
That's right. So June was forced to find employment, and she found it in a most unusual way.
She tried out as a dancer. That didn't work out. She wanted to be a nuclear physicist, but didn't realize you had to go to college to obtain a title such as that. So she settled on becoming a surrogate mother for $8,000. Of course, the money didn't come, though, until the baby is delivered, which is still several bits away.
That's right. Also, Eddie, in an attempt to help the Cleavers out of their financial straits, has gone to a gentleman called Tommy the Torch, who apparently helps people collect insurance money.
By torching their homes, apparently.
Yeah, so they're on their way over. What else?
Cleaver home, and I believe it's Christmas time here in episode number 11.
They ate some shih tzu in there, too.
Oh, somewhere. I forgot about that. The dog they cut up, and everything smelled like shih tzu around the house for the longest time.
Shih tzu, shih tzu, shih tzu.
Thank God for that Lysol stuff.
It's crazy.
Well, here's episode number 11, the special Christmas edition. A lot of folks didn't get it here because of the holidays.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring
J.B. Douglas.
Hugh Beaumont. Tony
Ron Clay.
And
Terry Miners.
As the Beaver.
Gee, Wally, I'm not sure what that is. I think it's guys with hoods on, though, down in front of Tyrone's house.
Beav, it can't be that. This is 1983. People don't do that anymore.
Listen to that sound, though, Wally. It sounds like a blazing forest fire.
But we're in the house, Beav. It can't be a fort. It sounds like it's coming from the den. Come on with me. Let's go.
Oh, no, the den's on fire, Wally.
Come on, Beav. Oh, gee, Beav, look, it's just Dad. He's got some cellophane off a pack of cigarettes. Give it here, Dad, you vegetable. Give me that.
You scared us to death, Dad.
Beaver?
Can I smack him too, Wally?
Yeah, go ahead, Beav.
Beaver?
Vegetable? Boy.
Hey, I thought we were about to do the fire burning down the house for the insurance money skit, Wally.
No, Beav, we don't do that till we come back from reruns.
Okay, Rocco, take us to Maple Street.
All right.
Gee, Mr. Torch, I hope we don't arrive at the Cleaver residence too soon.
Why is that?
Well, we may interfere with the Christmas skit.
Christmas skit? I thought the house burning down skit became before that.
No, sir, that's after we come back from reruns in January.
Jeez.
Pardon me, Mr. Rocco, sir?
Yeah?
Would you casually roll down the window back here?
I did.
Your boss has been breaking wind that sounds like that of a bus horn, and I don't relish the thought of breathing air that's been in Mr. Torch's colon.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Beav.
I was noticing that all the other families on the block have their Christmas trees up in the window. The Mondellos have a big fir. The Andersons have a nice tree.
Well, you know we don't have any money this year, Beav. Things are really tough. I mean, Dad's a vegetable, Mom's all looted out in the other room.
Can't we just go steal a tree from the park or
Wally? That wouldn't be right, Beav. That wouldn't be right.
Do we still have all the ornaments and everything from last year?
Yeah, we do. We got lights, we got tinsel, bulbs. We got everything, Beav.
Isn't that one of those secret sauce ornaments?
Yeah, you shake it and it looks like a Christmas scene. It's beautiful.
What are we going to do for a tree, Wally?
I don't know, Beav.
Could you stop hollering, Dad?
Hey, Beav.
What, Wally?
He's not going anywhere.
Pop?
He's just sitting there.
Our Christmas tree?
Why not, Beav? Okay, Beef, I'll string the lights. You put the ornaments on.
Well, Wally, how are we going to hang the ornaments on Dad?
Well, just like earrings or something. I don't know.
Just pull them through his ears?
Yeah, just push.
Hold still, Dad. Hold still, Dad. Here.
Perfect, Beef.
Oh, he's bleeding, Wally.
Oh, that's okay. It'll stop. Put a couple through his cheek.
Gee, Wally, you sure we ought to do that?
Oh, come on, you crybaby. Put it on there, Beef.
Wally.
Oh, that's a nice one, Beef.
Let's see.
Okay, I'm all done with the lights.
How about one here in his eyeball, huh?
Oh, nice touch, Beef. Okay, well, listen,
Can you get the, lights?
I got the lights all on, and...
Hey, Wally, we don't have any tinsel.
I know, Beef. Gee, I don't know. I don't have any money. Perfect, Beef. That looks great.
That's my snot hanging off his nose.
Hey, could you go around the other side and sneeze over there? Get over there, Beef. Get over. On the other side.
Choo!
Nice job, Beaver.
Oh, one of the ornaments fell off, Wally.
Boy, is Mom going to be surprised. She thought we weren't going to have a tree this year, Beef.
All we got to do is plug the lights in, Wally. Go get Mom.
Okay, you be ready to plug them in. Okay, Mom, come on in.
Why, your father, he looks great. Well, he could use a little more tinsel.
Hey, Beef.
Why, that's splendid. He looks so nice. I tell you what, boys, let's listen to some Christmas music. Why don't you turn on that Show with No Name team on the radio?
Okay, Mom.
Okay.
Come on, it's lovely weather for us.
Well, that's just great.
Isn't that nice?
Let's
you guys,
plug the tree in. Come on.
You guys all set?
Yeah.
Let's count to three. Count to three.
One, two, three.
Gee, Beef. Oh, golly.
I think we're electrocuting him, Wally.
Gee, Mom, there's fire coming out of Dad's ears.
Well, I'll go get the marshmallows.
Great idea.
This is fun.
Well, before the cast and crew of Leave It to Beaver take a well-deserved vacation and negotiate more money for doing this crap, they have something they'd like to say to you and yours.
Outside the snow is falling.
Hey, this is Beaver, and I hope you have a real neat old Christmas.
And this is Wally. Have a great New Year, too.
And this is June. On behalf of Ward and myself, we'd like to wish you the warmest of holiday seasons.
And this is Eddie. I hope you get some real neato junk for Christmas, because I'm planning on coming over to steal it.
Hey, cut it out, Eddie.
Also appearing in this morning's skit is Chris Sutton as Rocco. I'm your announcer, Harry Schlonker, and Merry Christmas from me, too.